Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I hope July is turning out to be everything you want it to be. And I'm thrilled that you're here celebrating July with us. We are now into our 15th year on the air, having celebrated our 14th birthday broadcasting last weekend. Isn't that nice? I'm glad you're here with us. I get such lovely emails from people about trips they're taking or have taken because they heard us talk about it. So I want to make sure that we offer you so many different opportunities that you hear something and you say, oh, I must do that. And it's always a delight to have a guest on who has a background in history of travels, him or herself, both personal and professional. And I want to remind you that in a couple of days, when you go to sabrams.com, you'll be able to find this show archived forever and ever and podcast for a year. So you can download the interviews. So if you have to leave us at any point and you're sad that you're missing the rest, you can go online to sabrams.com and travelers411.com, where you can pick up where you left off and share it with information and the archived audio and the podcasts and the photos and the stories and the links to everything we talk about with friends who might be on the other side of America or the other side of the world, and then you can all catch up with one another there. So I'm very excited about our guest this hour for three reasons. Reason number one, he's French, and you know how much I enjoy talking with people who are French because every now and then it gives me a moment to be able to pratiquer le français, which I don't get much opportunity to practice my French. And the second reason is that this is Monsieur et Culture. This is a very cultured gentleman who really knows about the arts. And he's in Texas. And we understand that soon he's going to be making a move. And I'm going to share with you where he's moving to as a kind of a surprise. So hang on for that bit of information. And we're going to be talking with Olivier Mellet, who is the Associate Director of Curator Affairs at the Dallas Museum of Art. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Dazzle your imagination with incredible places to explore, from the awe-inspiring Giant's Causeway to the natural stage settings for Game of Thrones. Discover Northern Ireland's North Coast. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Starry, starry night.
I am delighted to have Olivier Mellet, Associate Director of Curator Affairs at the Dallas Museum of Art in Dallas, Texas, on the line with us. Welcome aboard. It's a pleasure to have you with us, Olivier.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's first of all talk a little bit about you. So I mentioned to my audience that you are a Frenchman. Where are you born?
I was born in Morocco.
In Morocco?
Yeah.
So this is where, but didn't you live in France for a time period?
Oh, no, I lived in France. I came back to France, where my family was from, at the age of 13, and I lived in France until I moved to Texas in 2009.
So how long did you live in Morocco?
13 years.
Wow, that's a decent amount of time. Where in Morocco did you live?
Casablanca.
Ah, beautiful. You know my favorite memory of Morocco is, of Casablanca is?
No.
Going to the olive market. I have never seen so many kinds of olives, barrels and barrels, and separated by tiny, bigger, medium, larger than that, large, extra large, the size of eggs.
Yes.
And yeah. Separated by so many different kinds. I had no idea there were so many kinds of olives in the world. I made the biggest impression on me of all the things that are possible. That was it. But most of the time when I meet somebody from Morocco, I'm very happy to hear that because for the most part, most people in Morocco speak French. So that's kind of a good thing. And then you moved back with your family to where?
Well, first in Toulouse, which is the southwest of France, and then to Paris when I was when I started to study artistry.
So, when you lived in Toulouse, between what ages would you have been?
The age of 13 to the age of 19, or a little bit more than that. But then, yeah.
Do you happen to know a family whose last name is Dupré de Pommered?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy to hear that. You and I have a lot to talk about when we are not on the air. Sophie de Pommered is one of the reasons she was the youngest of the five girls. Hélène, Marie, Sophie, I forget the other two's names. And the father was the Minister of Agricultural Education for five departments in France. And for my listeners, a department in France is like a state in the U.S., only smaller. Yes, Sophie. I met Sophie when I was making a very active assertion to, I'm thinking in French and translating to English, so it sounds very peculiar, people. When I was trying to really become conversational in French, because I was an A French student, and you know what that means. It means you can do everything except speak. So I can tell you all about the philosophers and the writers and the operas. Anything you want to know about Molière, you ask me. but in any event, and all of the writers and the philosophers and the history and everything in French. But of course, you weren't encouraged to speak French. So I put an ad in the local newspaper and in French, where we lived on Long Island. Hello, Long Island. I had three people answer me. One was the wife of Pierre Valentin, Marie-José Valentin. He was the chief financial officer of Michelin Tires, based in New York. And one of the other two people was Sophie Dupré de Pommered. And we actually went to their house in Pommered, Pommered in Nérac, to visit the chateau, she just kept calling it her summer house. I had no idea till I got there what kind of a building it was and what kind of a grounds it was. Who do you know in the Dupré de Pommered family?
Well, some of them, yeah, in Pommered, yeah.
The girls?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, we have to talk more. I lost Sophie. Last time I had contact with her, she was somewhere in Paris. And I just lost her. But she spent, more than a year spending a lot of time in my house when she was in the U.S., long after her visa expired. That's a story for another day. But anyway, it's very difficult to, you throw out a name in a country and you don't always expect to hear, yes, I know them. But Toulouse is, I guess it's kind of an intimate place where people get to know one another.
So, yeah, it's a beautiful place.
It's lovely. It is a beautiful place. And that's a big leap to take the fella from France and put him in Dallas. Wasn't that some kind of cultural shock for you?
No, it was not. Well, the people are asking that, but it was not a cultural shock in a negative way. It was a very different environment, but Dallas is a very big city. Now the entire metroplex is almost 7 million people, which is a very large population. It's a very active place. There is a lot of cultural institutions that are thriving in Dallas and in Fort Worth, which is the nearby town. And for this reason, I think it was a very, very easy landing, I would say.
Where did you do your art education studies?
In La Sorbonne.
Oh,
and at the École du Louvre.
Oh, it doesn't get better than that, does it? You know, one of the things I love about French museums is that, and this is for everybody, pay attention. If you are a teacher of art, and particularly of art history, but if you are a teacher and you can present your credentials in some ID form, the most of the museums in France, it's free admission.
Yes.
So that's, yes. You know, that is a great big plus. So just so you know, people. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. And I want to start the big leap across the ocean, across the Atlantic, that brings you to Dallas and what you have been up to till now at the Dallas Museum of Art. So don't leave me, people. We'll be right back with Stephanie Abrams.
What you trying to say to me?
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com. Stephanie Abrams here inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of Giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack with a million-dollar sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale, enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrickaree.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down.
You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrigaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack with a $1 million sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrigaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrigaree.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. This is your year to explore the world, and what better way to do that than with Lufthansa German Airlines, providing you with service to 221 destinations in 84 countries. You can fly from 21 North American gateways nonstop to Lufthansa's hubs, Munich and Frankfurt, your jump-off points to visit the world. Join the over 4.9 million passengers monthly worldwide who enjoy and appreciate the standards of quality, service, and safety that Lufthansa German Airlines is known for. Visit Lufthansa.com. Lufthansa, nonstop you. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Dazzle your imagination with incredible places to explore, from the awe-inspiring Giant's Causeway to the natural stage settings for Game of Thrones. Discover Northern Ireland's North Coast. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have Olivier Mellet, the Associate Director of Curator Affairs for the Dallas Museum of Art, on the line with us. So how does the French man from Toulouse make the big leap to Dallas, Texas? Did you just decide it's time to be out of here, or did someone come and find you and solicit you? How did this happen?
No, in fact, I was working at the Louvre during 17 years, and at the end of my tenure at the Louvre, I was working on a project which was putting together the museum, the Musée du Louvre, and the High Museum in Atlanta, and it was a joint venture between the two museums, and I worked with Atlanta, the people at the High Museum, during 3 years, and I really enjoyed the way people were working in American Museum, and I started to think about, well, why not trying to go to the U.S. and work in an American museum? And
how is it different? How is what Atlanta was doing? What was it about what Atlanta was doing that made you think about curating differently, or, you know, working within a museum differently?
I think it was quite often less administrative and bureaucratic. There was a lot of freedom in the way people were working. I liked also the way that sort of it was less hierarchical, and it was also involving more people from education, from marketing. There was sort of more work in common.
I can
when
see
at
that.
The Louvre, it was of course quite different, also because the Louvre is such a old institution, which is also a huge institution, which is 2,500 people working together, and of course, it's a more complex organism, I would say. And for this reason, it was quite tempting to work in a smaller institution, and it also, why not discovering another country? And I was also at the Louvre. I was in charge of Spanish, British and American paintings, and this combination was also interesting for some museum. And a friend of mine told me, you know, there is a great job in Dallas, and you could apply there, and they could be interested by your profile. And I applied, and I've been hired.
Wow. Yeah, they were, I'm sure, lucky to have you. But, you know, just the remarks you're making as it relates to the travel industry, when the airline system owned by Lufthansa, Air France, and Iberia Airlines, the airline of Spain, and Lufthansa, of course, the airline of Germany, they owned Amadeus, this airline system that makes, you know, reservations. And they bought System One, which was owned by Eastern Airlines before it went out of business, and Continental Airlines, and I think it was developed by Texas Instruments. And when the merger happened and Amadeus took over System One, one of the things that the travel agents in Europe said, because I served on the Unison board, the Unison advisory board for the merger, and then after the Amadeus International Advisory Board. And the thing I heard again and again was, thank you to the United States, because we use the system differently. We had all kinds of things that travel agents in America demanded. And in Europe, they were pretty much told, here's the system, you learn to deal with it, as opposed to making it your own. I mean, we have that kind of natural capacity in the U.S. for a kind of entrepreneurial attitude, even when you don't own what it is that you're working with or working for. And that comes through. It's interesting that it comes through in the world of art as well. We're going to take a quick break and come back and find out about your first impression arriving in Dallas, and especially at the Dallas Museum of Art, and why people should put the Dallas Museum of Art on their must-visit list when they're in Texas. So stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Olivier Mellet, Associate Director of Curator Affairs at the Dallas Museum of Art in Dallas, Texas. Don't leave me.
You're so like the lady with a mystic smile.
is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart?
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Galgorm Resort and Spa. When exploring Northern Ireland, indulge yourself in luxury you will never forget at Galgorm Resort and Spa in Ballymena, halfway between Belfast and Giant's Causeway. Visit galgorm.com for details.
If a picture paints a thousand words.
It's Travelers 411.
I am really delighted to have Olivier Mellet, Associate Director of Curator Affairs at the Dallas Museum of Art, a person who truly lives in a global village, having been born and lived in Morocco for the early part of his life in Casablanca, and then off to Toulouse. And I can't wait to talk to him about the Dupré de Pommered family, people that I know that I keep trying to keep track of. Not so easy, although if you pick up a phone book in France, and I guess now I could actually go online and find it. Marie and Hélène live still in Paris, and my friend Sophie Dupré de Pommered is the big elusive one. So she's a butterfly, hard to track her down. But having lived after Morocco in Toulouse and working then in Paris and working at the Louvre and having an opportunity to work with people in Atlanta stimulated your interest in being associated with a museum in the U.S. So when your friend Olivier told you there was a position open at the Dallas Museum, firstly, what was the position that he thought you'd be good for?
Well, the position was senior curator for European and American art, and that was for me a perfect combination.
Absolutely, sorry. Go ahead.
No, and that was the first, in fact, position that I had when I arrived 7 years ago at the museum. Then I.
Well, before you go onward, let me just stop there. So when you heard about this museum position at the Dallas Museum of Art, did you go to the place and visit and have a conversation and then make a decision about it? Or was all your correspondence by, I don't know, email, fax, telephone, and then everybody on both sides thought it was a good idea and you just came straight away as an employee?
No. There was a succession of interviews that took place in Dallas.
You went to Dallas for the first interview, was that the first time you were in Dallas ever?
Yeah, it was the first time I was in Dallas, but it was not the first time for my wife, who have been at the Dallas Museum of Art previously as a courier for a loan from the Musée d'Orsay when she worked for 30 years. And she knew a little bit more about Dallas than me, but when we arrived, I discovered a city that I had no idea about before.
Well, you know, first of all, there's small, medium, large, extra large, king size, and Texas size. coming from even a big city like Paris. Cannot compare to Dallas in terms of, you know, everything in Texas is enormous. You walk into a hotel lobby and it's normal for a sofa to seat 12 people. It's everything is Texas size. So, you know, you come into Dallas, it's just huge. What was your first impression when you arrived?
No, the first impression was about the importance of driving. That means it's a city. It was a city, and it's changing very quickly. It was the city where people were only driving, and there was nobody in the street. And that was probably one of the most
Yeah, that's strange for somebody coming from Paris.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that was for me the most important and the newest aspect. Because I went to many other towns in the U.S., but Dallas was probably due to the size and due to the importance of the city. The fact that there were so few people walking even downtown was a surprise.
Right.
But it's changing extremely quickly.
Okay, so you arrive at the museum. So give us, first of all, a kind of virtual tour. We arrive at the museum. What does it look like as you approach from the outside?
Well, it's a museum that has been built in 1985. The museum is very old. The museum is more than 100 years old, but the building has been built in 1985 by Larrabee Bond. It's a beautiful modernist building, and it's a very large building.
Stop a second. I'm really confused. The materials that have been gathered started gathering over 100 years ago, but the building was only built in 1985, or did you mean 1885?
Yeah. No. 1985. Sorry, 1985.
Okay,
yeah.
So the building was
built in 1985, but the collections of the museum started to be gathered in 1903.
Got it. Okay, now I get it. Who was doing the gathering?
Well, there were the different curators. At the beginning, it was a very small museum, but it grew more and more during the years. It has been hosted in a beautiful Art Deco building in one of the great places in Dallas, which is Fair Park. And from 1936, when the international exhibition, the Texas Fair, has been organized, and there was a big campus built in 1936, the first really beautiful building for the museum was built at this time. And then the museum moved from Fair Park to downtown in 1985.
Got it. So when you look at the building, or once you've... It's a modern building on the outside.
Yeah, it's a modern building, yeah.
Okay, so
how
many floors is it?
There is 4 floors, and there is one of the most impressive feature is when you enter the building from the north, which is the usual entrance because of the parking lot, which was the underground parking. There is a long and large concourse who is going through the entire building. It's a quite impressive and beautiful feature in the building. It's very long. It could be almost a third of a mile long.
Well,
and it's a or quarter of a mile. But it's a very beautiful building, very restrained, in perfect condition. Even if it is now 30 years old, it's still almost pristine. And there is 4 floors, and each floor is devoted to a part of the collection. The first floor is devoted to contemporary art, modern and contemporary art, modern after 1945. Then the second floor is devoted to European art. The third floor for everything which is not European, that means from Africa to Indonesia, Asia, all these collections are on the third floor. And then the fourth floor is devoted to the Americas, a large part to the U.S., the U.S. Collection, that means United States art, and then on the same fourth floor, you have the pre-Columbian collection.
Wow. Okay, so of the, do you know the Holbein Museum in Frankfurt? Are you familiar with?
Yeah.
You know, it's a small museum, and unless you get. Unless you are an art historian that wants to dwell on each piece for an hour, you can get through that museum easily in 90 minutes, feeling like you've done a good job absorbing what it has to offer. But one of the things they like to say is that they cover 700 years of art. So, even though this is a small building, you get an opportunity to interface with art over a 700-year period, including there's one of the famous Rembrandts is there, and then there's very, you know, modern contemporary work. So in terms of the Dallas Museum of Art, and if you've just joined us, we're talking with Olivier Mellet, the Associate Director of Curator Affairs for the Dallas Museum of Art in Dallas, Texas. What would you say, you said you have pre-Columbian art, so what is the span of the number of, you know, years or hundreds of years or millennia periods that the artwork in the Dallas Museum of Art covers?
I think it's almost a span of 5,000 years.
Wow.
Beginning 3,000 before the Common Era and until now. That means it's a very large scope of art from all over the world. That means it's really a universal museum in this aspect.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
And where?
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarreed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrigaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack with a million-dollar sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrigaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrigaree.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. Call 413-499-2000 or log on to berkshirecrown.com. Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel, the place to meet.
Time in New England took me away.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so sorry you're not with us during the commercial breaks, because we just had a lovely chat about what it's like to visit Pomerede, the chateau, which my friend Sophie Dupré de Pomerede, in Nérac, it's sort of northwest of Toulouse in the south of France, And Sophie used to say, oh, you must come to France and you must come see my summer house. Little did I know the summer house is the kind of house. And then the reason it was a summer house is it didn't have central heating. So they would go at Christmas and they would all stay close to fireplaces. But mostly they used it between April and October, and usually between Easter and October. And she used to say, oh, you'll come to my summer house. And I thought, you know, summer house, like here in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, from which we broadcast at the Crown Plaza Hotel. When we got there, it was the first time I ever went into a home like that. Happily, I've been invited into others since. But it was the first time I was ever in somebody's, in a building like that, where I didn't have to pay an admission at the front door to get in. It's that kind of house, people. So it's amazing that Olivier Mellet, the Associate Director of Curator Affairs at the Dallas Museum of Art in Dallas, Texas, who, until I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, was a complete stranger in this planet who I knew nothing about. And now we find that we have mutual friends in common in France. That's really quite amazing. Now I have to go dig up Sophie. I haven't talked to her in years. But in the meantime, you mentioned, Olivier, that the Dallas Museum of Art started with some people beginning to put together a collection of artwork. And ultimately, it grew into enough stuff that a building was needed. And then ultimately, the building that houses the Dallas Museum of Art today was built in 1985. There's a kind of similar story in Massachusetts, in Salem, Massachusetts, where the Peabody Essex Museum is. And everything inside that museum was brought by sailors who were sailing all over the world as, you know, merchant marine kind of sailors. And they would bring back interesting things they found. Clothing, porcelain, artwork of all kinds, sculptures, paintings. And they would bring it back for their seamen association, where they got together. They had a, you know, space. They put up shelves. And that just grew and grew and grew. And it's, I'm going to say, about 10 years ago now, maybe, that the new Peabody Essex Museum in Salem, Massachusetts, was built. And they did a gorgeous job. And then there's not far from us, just about 15 miles north of the Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, where we broadcast weekly, there's the Sterling and Francine Clark Art Institute, whose most of the permanent collection comes from the Clark family's artwork that they collected all over the world. And I know the reason that I reached out to you in Dallas was what? You want to tell, or should I?
No, yeah, I will be. I will join the Clark Art Institute at the end of August, at the fifth director, and I'm very happy and proud to have been selected for this. It's a place that I know very well because we have been fellow. I've been a fellow there, and my wife too, and we have had a great year in Williamstown, and for this reason we are very happy also to come back to Williamstown.
And we are very happy to welcome you. And, you know, welcoming you feels like welcoming a member of my family, given that we have mutual friends in France. But it is just a delight. I hope I'm sure that the folks at the Clark know how lucky they are to have someone with your serious background in art and understanding of what it is that needs to be done to have a vibrant and ever stimulating collection, and to make it easily accessible to people and give them very good reasons to come back to the museum again and again and again. So on that behalf, bienvenue. We are just delighted that you will be coming to Berkshire County here in Western Massachusetts. One more reason for everyone to come to Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts. Thank you so much, Olivier Mellet, currently still Associate Director of Curator Affairs at the Dallas Museum, soon to be welcomed as Director at the Sterling and Francine Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Massachusetts. And, you know, you and I are going to get together often. I look forward to meeting your wife as well. And so thank you for joining us. Everybody else, stay with me. We've got another hour to go. We're flying high.
Back up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.